98.1 KZE, MK with you a couple minutes after 4 on your Friday. Shannon McGee from the Park Theater was kind enough to make time in his busy schedule to come down and chat with me. And Shannon, it's great to meet you. I have not yet been to the Park Theater, so it's been awesome. We're sitting here kind of talking about it, and you're giving me the rundown. It sounds like such an incredible place.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique place in Hudson. It's an old historic movie theater, and it took me 5 years to at least renovate and stabilize part of it, and we put on a little different, a lot of different events and music and art and poetry and.
Was this always a dream of yours? Did you want to own a venue, or did you kind of accidentally?
I would say it was completely by accident. I think, I have a passion for music, and I always loved finding the band that nobody knew that would be famous, mm-hmm. And I got a couple of feathers in my cap with that. And
drop some names. Let's go.
Look, I saw the Killers at Mercury Lounge before Hot Fuss dropped.
Nice.
And I was next to the producer saying, "You got the biggest band in the world." And he's like, "You think so?" I'm like, "I know so." I mean, it was an incredible album. Postal Service. I mean, I grew up with, Simon Felice. Him and I went to school together and, did a lot in music, I guess, as a young adult, when I was at university down in Long Island and lived in the city and, really enjoyed music and art. And then I kind of got caught up in, I don't want to say corporate America because I'm a IT consultant, but traveling and going different places. And so when I came back, the Park Theater was really more about a real estate play. I came back from South Africa. I was living in Johannesburg for 5 years and came back to spend time with my dad. So my mom and my dad, it's not just my dad, but spent 6 days a week renovating the Park Theater, with my dad, and it was just good quality time. So it was more of a real estate thing, and somehow fortuitously, we finished the front room enough to have a free music show on the 100-year anniversary of the building.
Amazing.
Which was right in the middle of COVID, or right in the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
And so we did some free concerts in the street, and it kind of went from there. I guess we did 5 the first year, and there was 200-300 people in the streets. Tommy Stinson from Cowboys in the Campfire, formerly Guns N' Roses and The Replacements, came and played the final show of the season, and we raised so much money for a local community organization, Perfect 10. And so I guess I got the bug.
Yeah.
And I did it again the second year, and I remember asking friends like, "Hey, you guys want to do this?" I wasn't sure that I wanted to do it, but I was like, "I think it's really cool to do."
Yeah.
They were all like, "No, you're crazy." And then they all got on board.
And you built up like a ton of goodwill in the community. I mean, I've never heard anybody say a bad word about the Park Theater. Everybody loves it, like just absolutely loves it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the intent, I guess. When I started doing this, it was really, I loved going to see music, live concerts, anything live, right? I mean, that's, you want a real life experience. And so for me, it was more about influencing the community I wanted to live in, and supporting the community that I wanted to live in. And so,
and yeah, curating the kind of programming that you would want to see.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I could be anywhere in the country. I could be in Nashville. I could be in Austin. I could be anywhere. And if there's live music playing, I'm walking inside and I'm going to check it out. So, I kind of fell into it and it just kind of happened. And now it's perpetually happening.
Yeah. Once you start,
it just keeps going.
So it's not just music over at the Park Theater. We were just talking about, you've got Winged Monkeys Presents Heart Pieces going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is pretty much sold out, so I'm really just talking about it because it's cool.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that if you would.
Yeah, well, I think plays and performance art, has always been something that's dribbled into the theater, and we've had some really amazing productions, and the community and people love it, right? There's a big pent up demand for it and consumption. So when these guys come in, when they do their pieces, it's amazing. It's they do a 10-minute skits is basically what it is. It's almost like a Saturday Night Live skit, but it's based on a play or somebody wrote or directed. And, you know, usually they're funny and, you know, it's Valentine's Day. And so, yeah, it's a lot of great people, a little bit of, you know, community folks are coming in and doing some acting. And, you know, so it's this really great mashup, and it's so inclusive and inviting and welcoming that it just complements everything that we're doing, you know, in the community. So,
and I mean, Hudson, you know, it's a special place. It's you can have just folks from the community, you know, creating art in your space. But folks from the community tend to be very talented in Hudson. Yeah. There's a lot of like really amazing people. So
yeah. I mean, it's interesting. We've had a lot of transition, you know, over the last 20, even, you know, 20 plus years, I guess. So the community, the original Hudsonian and the Hudsonite, and you know, the new community that's come in, it lends itself to a lot. We've got amazing people that are coming in town and you know, want to be part of it, and so it's fun.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the music programming at the Park Theater as well, because you know, you yourself are a longtime, you know, music fan. You've been working in the music industry, you know, you were saying that like you want to bring people that are like just incredibly impressive, incredibly talented musicians, not necessarily, you know, household names at this time, but you know, I feel like if you're keeping an eye on the calendar at the Park Theater, just go see one of the shows, even if you haven't heard of them, because it's going to be something really special.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. It's, you know, trust the curation.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily need to know the name. Just trust that it's going to be good. And we're all over the map, right? There's no, you know, specific type or specific style. And, you know, we try to give some descriptions of what the music is. But we've had some really, really amazing talent. And some of these folks just continue to come back because they enjoy playing there. They enjoy the community. They're trying to build an audience with me, right? Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's a wonderful partnership between musician and venue. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of, in some ways, a lost art. I think live music or live venues, or people don't come out as much as they used to. Or I feel like when I was a kid, I'd go see music every week. You know, I feel like I've seen thousands of shows. I've seen some artist 50, 60 times.
Well, you know, there's this shift where major shows, you know, giant tours from major artists are so expensive, you know, so prohibitively expensive to get to. They make you jump through so many hoops, you know, the ticket prices get jacked up. And I think, you know, if we can kind of return to the model, at least, you know, in the Hudson Valley region, the Berkshires, to the model of just going to see small shows at independent venues, you know, that's not going to cost you $100 for the ticket. You know, it's going to cost you, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30, and, you know, a drink or two.
Sure.
And you're going to see world-class entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, I think the, you know, supporting local, supporting small venues is really, really important. There's been a lot of challenges when you look at, you know, like you're saying, with Live Nation or Ticketmaster, or, you know, you want to go see, I don't know, Taylor Swift, you can't even afford a ticket, right? Yeah. You could fly to Europe and go cheaper.
Yeah.
But you're going to see amazing artists, and you know, I like to think that you know, these people might be famous one day, and you'll say, hey, I saw them at the Park Theater with 50 people
with incredible sound,
right? And absolutely. I mean, and that's for me, that's like the goal, is like, how do I find that next great artist that maybe you don't know today, but in 10 years or 20 years you're gonna say, like I did with the Killers, I saw them before they were ever anybody. And so that's the goal. I love music. I really enjoy you know, the artists that we present, and we have some amazing artists that, you know, invite people in. It's inclusive. It's about bringing people together and sharing, you know, moments, and you know, time is your only equity. So might as well enjoy those moments in real life, with real life experience.
Yeah. Shannon McGee, Park Theater in Hudson. We're chatting about the venue and the programming. And I also want to talk a little bit about just independent venues in general. You know, we're talking a little bit off mic about just, you know, it's expensive to run a music venue. And
very.
I don't know if folks realize that, like, the ticket price mostly goes to the artist, which is great. And, you know, artists deserve to get paid for their work. But how can folks going to the show also support the Park Theater?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of different ways, you know, namely showing up is really important, right? We always appreciate, you know, the support of people just coming to a show, because it makes the artist feel important, right? And that's really a big attribute of being able to bring people back. You know, buying drinks, right? Our mocktail menu has expanded. Our non-alcoholic beer menu has expanded. You know, because not everybody drinks as much anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, buying a bottle of water versus getting a glass is significant, right? Yeah. To a small venue, all of those things. And you know, even more so, you know, come early, right? I know a lot of folks and, you know, you have these conversations after. It's, hey, you went over to the brewery and had three beers and you came to the theater to watch a show and yeah, you paid for a ticket. Thank you very much. But you...
There's a bar here.
Right. You already spent, you know, or you come in at 7 o'clock and you say, oh, we'll be back and we're going to go around the corner and have a drink. And I get it. I'm not telling you not to do that. But those are the things that really will support. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of community events. So like, you know, we have a comfy, cozy cinema. It's free. But you can donate online. You could donate at the show. You come to poetry. Poetry is free, but it's a suggested donation. So, you know, things like that, showing up, help, you know, always counts. And obviously, you know, drinks, you know, buying alcohol, buying non-alcoholic beverages, you know, supporting in that way is always important. And we hope to roll out membership soon. And you know, having a membership, you know, will really support, you know, what we're doing. You'll get some discounts on, you know, tickets, or you'll get some discounts on merch or free merch or even at the bar. But that gives you a little bit more to bank on and be able to budget accordingly. So.
Totally. Yeah. Park Theater in Hudson. So it's a 100-plus-year-old building.
It is. It was built in 1921 as the first fireproof silent movie theater in America.
That is, I'm glad it's fireproof.
It's not really fireproof. It was just a figment of their imagination. You know, the whole building was encased in pressed steel.
Huh.
Most people think it's tin, but it's actually pressed steel. And they had a sloping concrete floor. And so in their head, oh, we got metal on the walls and we got metal on the ceiling and we got a concrete floor. It's fireproof.
But okay.
Yeah, that's not, it's really a
not
figment.
Not really how it works.
It's really a figment of their imagination.
Well, it's good that you know that.
You know, I mean, we had to put, you know, sprinklers in and all of those things, but I will say that steel wall, you know, is probably the greatest masterpiece in that building. It's left all original. It's got the burn marks. Everybody walks in and their jaw drops and says, "What is that? I've never seen anything like it."
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah, it's a nice little ode to the past.
What is it? Here's a weird question. What does it smell like in the Park Theater?
I guess it depends on when you go in there, before the show, after the show. You know, I don't know. I mean, I think...
there's not like a baked-in terroir at this point.
No, there's not that. But, you know, it's kind of funny because I think, you know, we try to set the mood with all the candles and you know, having them lit and the lights being off and you know, kind of given this aura. If you came during we did Truman Capote a couple of years ago around Christmas, and they intentionally brought in like the smell of evergreens, right?
Oh, cool.
And so it was, you know, very, very intentional. But yeah, no, I don't know. It smells new and fresh and unique and different and hopefully welcoming. Nice. If they even have smells.
Yeah. Any ghosts?
You know, it's funny. We did have, I don't know, somebody that talks to ghost.
Sure.
Come in early on. They were like, hey, we would just love to, you know, do blah, blah, blah.
And yeah, I'm
like,
100-year-old yeah, sure. Building. Yeah.
And so, yeah, they mentioned, you know, some ghost and they told some stories. And I just think that the ghosts have embraced what we're doing and they're friendly and kind. And somehow they make that place sound amazing. So keep hanging out. we welcome you as well. So.
Awesome. Shannon McGee, owner of the Park Theater in Hudson, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
And anything else before I let you go that is like really exciting coming up on the calendar?
There's lots of exciting things. You know, Chops Review, he's coming in with a bunch of guest folks. He plays bass with Tommy Stinson's Cowboys in the Campfire. Noah Guthrie's come into town on a world tour. Yeah, there's Glory Wilder's coming next weekend. She's really amazing. Koof Knotts and Christina Lise, probably my favorite production because it's so unique in music. The fusion of a classically trained harpist and vocalist with a hip hop artist that's open for Slick Rick and Digable Planets and Bruce Springsteen. And it's just this amazing mashup of music. It's amazing. So yeah, I mean, I'm excited about everything I do. So it's kind of hard to just pick one, but you know, there's a lot of good things coming.
And the full list is online at parktheaterhudson.com. We will see you soon. Thanks for coming down.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We got Penguin Cafe Orchestra for Valentine's Day, Lifeboat Lovers Rock on KZE.